Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Brother Reader, you ready to help me out? 1 John 2:15. Let's read.
Okay, 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Don't love the world. The love for the world is opposed to love for God. And if you're going to get rid of something that your flesh loves, that the unrenewed part of your mind wants and wants to see and wants to hear and wants to do, it'll be because in your heart you love something else more. Elsewise, there won't be the strength to begin to get free. You must love Him and want to please Him more than what you want. Go with me, please, to Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Hebrews 13 and 21. This is a prayer. And this is a prayer you can pray for yourself at the lowest point you could possibly be. You have fallen in this same area 100 times, more, whatever it is. And the problem is, from part of you don't even want to give it up. And you got no hope, no strength of faith. What can you do? You can pray this prayer right here. You can say, Lord, I pray that you would make me perfect. That word perfect means complete. Make me complete in every good work to do what? To do your will and work in me. Everybody say, work in me.
Work in me.
Well, see, if it was already there, you wouldn't need him to work in you. Work in me that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Even if you don't feel like you're willing, even if your flesh wants to do something contrary to His will, in your heart you can choose and say, I may not be there right now, but I want to be. I want to be. I want to do what pleases you, Father. I want to get rid of things that displease you. And so I'm asking you. There's no reason why everybody can't ask this right now. Just say it out loud. Father God,
I do love you.
And I want to please you.
And I want to
get rid
of all that displeases
you. And I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus,
make me complete
in every good work
to do your
will.
I'm asking you,
work in me.
Work in me.
Work in me.
That which is well pleasing
in your sight.
Hallelujah.
Ask it in Jesus' name.
Oh,
somebody's already getting free.
It's already
happening.
I'm telling you,
a bunch of people
just over the course
of these services
are going to get free
and are going to
stay free.
They're going to get free.
I don't believe
this is just Brother Keith
talking.
Going to get free.
I believe it's the word
of the Lord.
We'll get free
and
stay free.
Next week,
next month,
next year.
Hallelujah.
Because
what you don't realize
is when you're
in bondage to
all these things,
you're not aware
of all the
good stuff
that's not happening.
that's supposed to be happening for you.
Right.
Because this is in the way. And it's not that God is withholding from you. It's that you're just not in a position to receive.
Yeah. Wow.
Your heart is weakened. Your faith is undermined. That's what sin does. And all of us have missed it. All of us have missed it in the same area. I'm talking about maybe your area was different from somebody else, but it was the same area for you multiple times. Number one, be willing to be willing. Be willing to do His will. Look in Philippians. So you can ask what we just asked. You can pray. Now, let's refer to 1 John. You don't have to go there. But if we prayed the Bible, is that the will of God?
Yes.
Well, then didn't He say, if we ask anything,
yes,
according to His will, what happens?
He hears us.
We just prayed the Bible. Did He hear that prayer you just prayed?
Yes.
And the verse goes on to say, and if He hears us, we know, whatever petition we asked Him, we know that we have it.
Right.
Before we go a moment further, you know He heard that prayer, and you know He's doing it.
Right.
He is working in you.
Yeah.
That which is well-pleasing. He is perfecting and completing in you that which is according to His will, to do His will.
Amen.
It's happening in you right now. Were you serious about your prayer?
Yeah.
Then it's happening right now. This is good news. You know the great thing about God? You can come to Him, and we do from the beginning always, with absolutely nothing. And He will give you whatever you need to get started, to come up, to come all the way out. He'll feed everything to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 2. Are you there? Philippians 2 and 13. Now you can pray that prayer we just prayed in Hebrews 13, but you can say this after you've prayed. You can confess this over yourself. For it is God which works in you. And you put me in there. Works in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Not only to do it, but to will to do it. You might say, well, I don't even want to do it. You can get there.
Yeah.
If you'll let Him, He will work in you to will to do it. And then once you start, once you get willing to do it, anoint you and give you the ability to do it. Both, two things, both to will and to do of what pleases Him, of His good pleasure. Let me read some other translations of that. The New Century Version, NCV, says, because God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases Him. Come on, say it out loud. God,
my God,
is working in me
to help me
to want to do
and
be able to do what pleases Him. He's working in me. He's working it. See, what the devil wants you to do is to just throw up your hands and go, there's no way. I can't. I've tried everything. It's hopeless. And if you say that and do that, you're stuck. You'll stay there. It'll get worse. But if we begin to believe the Bible and say what He said, no matter how far down you are, you start coming up. Why is one person able to say no to temptation and not yield to it, while the other person just keeps yielding to it and giving in? Why? Because one has strength in them to resist and the other does not. Well, it comes from the Lord. And the one that does not have it can get it quickly. You asked for it, you got it. Let me read the New Living Translation to you. Philippians 2:13. Don't let this verse get away from you. Mark it. If you need to, write it on your hand or something. I mean, get it. Get this in front of you. Get it in your mouth and in your mind. I'm talking particularly if you've been falling in an area and you want to come out and you want to put this behind you. Get this in your mouth and in your mind. God is working in me, giving me the desire to do what pleases Him and giving me the power to do what pleases Him. Oh, well, friend, if you've got the desire to do what pleases Him and you got the power to do what pleases Him, what are you going to do? What pleases Him? You don't need anything else. Say it out loud, God is working in me. Oh, come on, close your eyes, say it out loud. God, my God, is working in me. Working in me. He's working in me all day. He'll work in me all night. And again tomorrow. And again the next. He's giving me the desire to do His will. And He's working in me the power, the ability to do what pleases Him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put on the screen, if you would, Hebrews 4 and about verse 14 or so. Hebrews 4 and 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, is He there? Yes. Where He ever lives to make intercession for you and I. He's for us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8 talks about that. Who is going to bring any charge against the one that God has justified and cleansed? It's not God. It's not Jesus. I mean, if Jesus had wanted us found guilty, all He'd had to do is nothing. Right? Don't come. Don't go to the cross. Right? If the Father had wanted us judged, all He'd had to do is nothing. Don't send Jesus. He's not looking for reasons to judge us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.